The Mike Kara Radio Show, I on Chicagoland.
Oh,
and we're back.
And we're back. Yeah. We're back indeed. Well, yeah, welcome back to another edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show. I on Chicagoland, as Ralph so nicely sung for us. And we are here at Shanahan's Irish Food and Spirits, 19999 West 75th Street in good old Woodridge, Illinois. Always a party, always a fun time here at Shanahan's Irish Food and Spirits. And speaking about fun times and a lot of great fun and excitement, my guest is Ralph Covert, who is best known for Ralph's World, as well as being an awesome band called The Bad Examples, and is also a composer, educator, playwright, and children's book author. And yeah, we want to talk about educator. And, you know, again, this misconception which happens is a lot of people don't necessarily think that you can actually teach or educate through music. So, I mean, a lot of times people are learning and they don't even know it. And sometimes a great resource and tool is just the music.
Yeah, for a bunch of different reasons. One is, a lot of times the information and the thoughts and ideas that are in the lyrics, you know, you're learning them and you're singing them, but by singing, and we were talking about the ABCs earlier, obviously the ABC song, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, is a great example of how you sing the song and you learn the alphabet at the same time. So sometimes the lyrics that you're singing, because they're fun to sing, can help you learn. Also, it's interesting, singing, making music actually helps brain growth and development. So singing songs, making music, for toddlers especially, 95% of the brain development happens before age 5, and if kids are exposed to music, it causes corresponding development in the brain to process the music. So it's actually, that's educational. Just sharing music with your kids is educational. They say that the average musician's brain is 5% heavier than the average non-musician's brain. And I think most of that is probably not the alcohol. It's probably a little bit is the beer, but I'm kidding. The brain grows to accommodate what it needs to do. And then finally, just the fact that, music also provides the opportunity for dancing and motion, and it's been well documented that all those things also, provide opportunities for kids to grow and develop in ways that people who don't have the opportunity of music don't get to grow and develop. So it's, even aside from the attempting to teach stuff, music by its very nature provides a great deal of education and fun.
And, speaking of, moving around, there's a song here called Wiggle Your La-Di-Da. And what exactly, we all might have an idea of exactly what a la-di-da is, but tell us about what it is and about the song.
Well, that's a song that's an interesting song that really keys into what you're talking about. I got the opportunity to do for the Disney Company, one of the big things that they have that a lot of people don't realize is they have English language teaching schools all around the world. They've launched an initiative recently where they're building brick and mortar English education, English language learning schools in China. And they hired me to write and record a bunch of songs for these schools. About half the curriculum are songs that I did. And the curriculum is very heavily music driven. What happens at these schools is because they realize that kids, by learning songs, it brings a lot of fun to the learning process. They use the songs to teach the language structures and vocabulary that they're getting across in the classroom. Wiggle Your La-Di-Da was one of the songs that they were teaching in this particular lesson. So those action verbs, wiggling, bending, moving, and then also some body part words like fingers, elbows. So these are the words they were teaching, and they had me do a song. They asked me to write a song for this particular thing. I'll play a little bit of it and you get the idea how it all works together. Kind of, it's a simple sing-along, dance-along song where the kids are mirroring with their actions the lyrics of the song. But as you can imagine, for these young Chinese learners, it's giving them an opportunity to, through the repetition and through the melody, learn the language of the songs as well. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your fingers, hey la-di-da. Who is wiggling? You are wiggling, hey la-di-da. Wave your hands, hey la-di-da. Who is waving? You are waving, hey la-di-da. Up and down and up and down. Up and down and hey la-di-da, hey la-di-da. Bend your elbows, hey la-di-da. Who is bending? You are bending, hey la-di-da. So you can hear in that song how there's some very simple things going on, but there are also very subtle things that are helping that language development. The vocabulary is kind of like the Dr. Seuss books. It's very simple and direct. It's not, there's a lot of repetition, but what's varying is there's questions, there's answers, there's statements, and you know, there's also silliness, which is important with kiddie song, with kid songs. You know, like the wiggle your la-di-da. You know, it's just it's getting back to that pure fun element that is part of what makes music so so fun and so successful as a learning tool.
And as we mentioned, Ralph, you're in a great band called the Bad Examples. And, you know, we kind of were saying that was more, you know, for the adults. But, I mean, it's fair to say then that that music probably is family-oriented. But, I mean, there's not as much wiggling and rocking. I mean, it's not as kid-oriented. But, I mean, they could still enjoy the music, the sounds. And
right. Well, you know, with Ralph's World for Kids, and the Bad Examples for Adults. You think of the things that are similar with music. Obviously, you know, the beat, the chord, the melodies, you know, the wordplay and lyrics. The differences are more subtle. You know, a kid's song might be about wanting a puppy, and a Bad Example song might be about wanting love. You know, both songs are about yearning. So there's a common tie, and a lot of the musical elements are going to be the same. But it's you know, it really focusing on what the listener is interested in that makes a difference. So, you know, a Ralph's World song can be rocking, and a Bad Examples song can be fun. But the, you know, they share, you know, the on the new Bad Examples album, you know, a song like Your Ex-Girlfriend, which is like I'm still living with your ex-girlfriend. We're as happy as we could be. I get so kinky with your ex-girlfriend. You wouldn't believe the good things she does to me. Is obviously a topic that a Ralph's World, a five-year-old is not going to get it or care. But it's but that, you know, that level of sarcasm and humor is going to play well, you know, for a 25 or 35 or 45-year-old person who's listening to rock and roll and, you know, experiencing those kinds of emotional realities.
Fantastic. And now let's see here some of the songs I want to talk about with the Bad Examples. Now, the song is called The Big E Chord. Is that right? Can you tell that sounds kind of interesting. Tell us a little bit about what that's about.
The song Big E Chord, which leads off the new Bad Examples record, which is called Smash Record. The song Big E Chord is kind of about the power and love and fun and joy of rock and roll, which certainly with your radio show and all the interviews you do, you do this because you have that passion. So that's probably why you picked up on that song, and probably your listeners, I think, probably share that same kind of enthusiasm, which is why they're listening. You know, it's about how good it feels to strap on a guitar and just, you know, smack out that big, loud, brash chord. And I guess for me, the song really is about thinking back to early days of the Bad Examples and just how exciting and energizing it was to, you know, be chasing that dream. And, you know, you plug in your guitar, and I don't care if you're in front of 15 people or 15,000 people, and I've played to both, you know, you strap on your guitar and you stand on that stage and you deliver your passion and your heart and you sing, you know, it's like you sing it because you love it, right? That's the whole, the song's about that. I'll play you a little bit of the song to kind of give you the... If you could be anywhere right now, would you be anywhere but here? You're pawn shop king in your own mind, but rock and roll does not question why. Big E chord. Your ears will ring from the drums and amps. Your clothes will smell of cigarette smoke. It's just your wonderful wasted youth. In the darkest night it comes crashing through. Big E chord. Big E chord. Ah, the power of rock and roll.
Ah, yeah, exactly. That's great, Ralph. And now before we take our another break, we want to talk about more shows then. And now you've got Bad Examples and Ralph's World shows coming up then?
Yeah. Like we said, the next on the 29th of April, Bad Examples are playing at Fitzgerald's. We also have coming up... July 2nd, the Bad Examples will be playing down in Highland, Indiana as part of their big festival there. July 3rd, the Bad Examples will be playing up at Ravinia. I'm not the Bad Examples. Ralph's World will be playing up at Ravinia, up at the music festival there. The Ralph's World show at Ravinia has sold out, I think, the last 5 or 6 years. It's such an exciting venue. A chance to play in front of, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 people is always an exhilarating experience. And then on the 16th of July, the Ralph's World will be playing in the western suburbs, not far from here, up in Mechanich Hall at College of DuPage. We're doing a benefit for a mitochondrial disease, which is an illness which strikes a lot of kids. And so we're doing a show to help raise awareness about that illness and also raise some money for research into it. So that's some of the shows coming up this summer. And you can always go to the ralphsworld.com site. It lists both the Ralph's World and Bad Examples shows there. So folks can always check out that, or Facebook for Bad Examples, Facebook for Ralph's World, and Facebook for Ralph Covert. All those sites have links to the information.
Okay, Ralph, we'll take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Ralph Covert, and you are listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show, Eye on Chicagoland, as we are here at Shanahan's Irish Food and Spirits, 1999 West 75th Street. And please stay with us for our last segment of this edition of our program today.